علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we're discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are presently focusing on the third sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam explains about the wisdom behind his leadership, his governance, and what are those reasons why he took over, why he took the government in his hands, and what he was planning to do. And how lucky we are that tonight we are trying to gather some understanding regarding this great personality and his views and his way of thinking, especially considering that tomorrow is the 19th day of the holy month of Ramadan, based on certain accounts and based on certain calendars. And of course, the night before the day, the 19th day, is one of the nights of Qadr, and also is the night where Imam Ali alayhi salam was struck by the sword. And therefore, it is very much important for us to bring our hearts towards this reality and to try our best to attend the programs that are there that remind us about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His power and the Quran and the duties that we have with regards to the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, especially Imam Ali عليه السلام.
يا ليلة القدر يا فوق بارنا خير من الدهر بالعفو تاتنا.
Welcome back, my dear brothers and sisters. We are continuing our discussion on the wisdom behind Imam Ali عليه السلام taking up the governance of the Islamic Ummah at the very crucial time that he took. So the question that we were trying to understand is that was Imam Ali alayhi salam really allowed and permitted by the people? Did the people give him that freedom to be able to apply those things that he had in his mind, those aims and objectives that he deeply felt with his heart that required the Ummah to achieve? Was he allowed to allow them? Was he allowed to, promote that type of thought that he had in mind? Unfortunately, the answer is very difficult to consider, but we can say shortly that he wasn't fully able to do that because of the restrictions and because of the constrictions that he faced from the people. Of course, he had the power to be able to maybe, force people and maybe cause certain movements that were, you know, very rash, but he always used his wisdom to bring the people slowly on board. But unfortunately, there were people who did not allow this to happen. Did they allow this bright sun of guidance to shed its light on different aspects of the people's lives so that those different entities would be able to achieve their aims and objectives? Or were there people that continued to cover themselves from the light just like, you know, bats that hated light and just confined themselves in their darknesses and stopped even others from reaching their aims and objectives? It seems like, yes, there was a group of people like that who did not allow Imam Ali alayhi salam to go ahead and to perform what he needed. And who are these people? And what types of people were these, inshallah, we will discuss in the coming segment.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, my dear brothers and sisters. We want to find out which groups of people were not able to bear the light that Imam Ali alayhi salam was trying to, you know, emanate and give to the people. Who are these people? Were they just people who loved the world? Were they people that had some crooked ways of thinking? Were they people whose hearts were sealed because of their sins? Which groups of people were these? Imam Ali alayhi salam in this sermon, with his, enchanting, eloquent words and statements, and by those, you know, step-by-step explanations that he gives in this sermon, he clearly draws out that picture that depicts these different groups who came about and contradicted the methodology that Imam Ali alayhi salam was trying to apply in the society. The surprising thing is that Imam Ali alayhi salam, whatever he tried to explain and to tell these people, and what he tried to, you know, create in the society is so deep, is so, so requires so much pondering and so much thinking that if we were to explain these things in words, it would take us ages. But Imam Ali alayhi salam explains them in very simple, clear, and very, concise manner. But if someone were to think about those words, you know, it is like very deep and it requires a lot of pondering and thinking and to kind of open up the whole thing that he has explained. So we are trying to, inshallah, see from this sermon what Imam Ali alayhi salam is trying to tell us with regards to which groups of people and what type of thinking they had that led to not being able to benefit from the methods that Imam Ali alayhi salam had in mind. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه لا للشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه.